Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you, if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Winning the grace of the Lord is as easy as melting butter. That is why the heart of the Lord is compared to butter. It is as soft as butter, they say. A little warmth is enough to melt it. A little warm affection shown to a suffering companion. A little warmth while pronouncing his name, turning it over on the tongue, so to say. The name is the spring of all the chaitanya that you get by Namasmarana. It is the life-giving nectar. It is the fountain of primal energy. Recite the name and the named will be before you. Picture the named and the name will leap to your lips. They are the reverse and the obverse of the same coin, the name and the form. There are some who vow to write Ramanama or some other name a million times, but very often it is just a matter of fingers and the pen. The mind of the writer in this case is the spoon which does not taste the honey which it doles out. The mind should not wander from the name. It should dwell on the sweetness which the name connotes. It should ruminate on the beauty of the form which it recalls, the perfume which it spreads. The conduct and behavior of the writer should be such as befits a servant of God. Others should be inspired by them, and their faith should be freshened by their experience of the writer.
The 19th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Yashatkaya Shirdi Vasine Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Shri Sai Yashakaya Shirdi Vasine Namaha. Yashakaya means fame, body fame and glory, apart from the actual physical form. Baba is Shirdi Vasi, he who lived in Shirdi. Though the form is now different, the fame and the glory are the same. For the declarations, the assurances, the wisdom, the message, the grace, the manifestations of mercy are all the same. In the Satya Sai form, the Yashaha or fame is spreading faster, for now the new means of communication are being used to the fullest extent. At Shirdi, Baba said in 1918, I shall come again after 8 years. And in 1926, he came as Satya Sai. Sai Baba appeared in a vision to Gayatri Swami at Puttaparthi and told him, I have come away here after 8 years in the Samadhi. I brought all my properties to this place from there, 15 years later. Sai Baba brought to Puttaparthi the properties, all of them, the Yashakaya, that is the name, the glory, the Gotra, the Shakti, the Jnana, the Loka Sangraha Karma, in his 14th year, when he announced himself as Sai Baba of Shirdi. 14 years since birth and 9 months gestation to be added to make the 15, as Baba has confirmed. Baba is fast gathering unto himself the loyalty, adoration and affection of those devoted to the Shirdi Vasin, that is to say, Baba who was at Shirdi. While at Shirdi, he was physically in the same place continuously for years, and now also he is physically in the same place continuously for years, but he is giving darshan all over the world in his famed body, Yashakaya. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 19th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Yashakaya Shirdi Vasine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Yashakaya Shirdi Vasine Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who was famous in the previous incarnation as a resident of Shirdi. At the age of 14, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba declared that he was a reincarnation of Shirdi Sai Baba. In 1963, on the auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima, he spoke about Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai and the next incarnation, Prema Sai. He gave fresh and new information about all the three avatars, which nobody was aware of. In 1940, after he declared that he was the reincarnation of Shirdi Sai, many came to him to seek his darshan, but most of them did not know about Shirdi. Baba used to often sing to them the glory of the Dhuni, Udi, Dwaraka Mai, Neem Tree, Booti Wada and Samadhi Mandir through bhajans. Once, he gave a vision of the Shirdi Sai Samadhi, Neem Tree, Khandoba Mandir to Srimati Subbamma, the Doubting Thomas advocate Krishnamachari and Peddavenkappa Raju in Puttaparthi itself. From then on, Peddavenkappa Raju's and the advocate's doubts about Baba were cleared. Later, Swami revealed through many incidents that he was Shirdi Sai in his earlier incarnation. Here is one of those incidents. For the first time, during Navaratri in 1961, Bhagwan Baba organized the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. All the learned Brahmins were invited to perform the Yajna with Brahmarshi Shivarama Bairagi Shastri as the head priest. Bhagwan was very keen that the Yajna should be performed properly according to the prescribed rites and rituals. So, he called Brahmarshi Bairagi Shastri to him and asked for a list of all the required materials for the Yajna. Shastri prepared a list after consultations with his colleagues and gave it to Bhagwan. Accordingly, all the materials were acquired and brought there. Despite this, just 5 minutes before the Yajna was to commence, Shastri realized that he had forgotten to list a particular type of kalash, a vessel required for the Yajna. A petrified Shastri approached Swami and confessed his lapse. The ever compassionate Swami said, "This is why I had asked you for a proper list. Now only 5 minutes are left for the Yajna Muhurtam." Saying this, Swami went inside a room and within 3 minutes came out with a beautiful silver kalash with pictures of deities inscribed on it. On seeing that perfectly suited kalash, Shastri was wonderstruck. Bhagwan Baba told him, "In the Shirdi avatar, I had kept this kalash in the Chincholi palace. At the moment, it was lying around with other odd things in the storeroom of the palace. I just went there and brought it back." The letters Sa, Ba, meaning Sai Baba, were inscribed on the kalash. "It is only by His divine grace that we have been fortunate to witness the divine leelas of Prabhu Satya Sai, who was Shirdi Sai in the previous incarnation."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 19th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Yashakkaya Shirdivasine Namaha. The 20th name is
Om Sri Sai Jodiyadi Palli Somappaya Namaha.
Swami himself has given us the meaning of this name. He said, quote, "I am Somappa. The place of my residence is Adipalli, the primeval village Kailas. It is Jodi, that is belonging to two, because it belongs to Sa and Uma, Shiva and Shakti, the twin Prakriti and Purusha." Unquote. This is therefore Baba's most appropriate epithet, selected by himself. It reveals his truth as Shiva Shakti. Now let's listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Jodi Adipalli Somappaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who indeed is Somappa, or the male-female aspects of Lord Shiva, Shiva Shakti, and whose abode is Kailash. In the year 1958, on November 23rd, Sri Venkataram, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, was returning from Puttaparthi after attending the birthday celebrations with his family. As they approached Bagepalli, his little daughter Geeta Sudha suddenly became very ill. This caused great agitation to the parents, and even as they were trying to understand the seriousness of the situation, the little one slowly stopped breathing. With nobody to turn to for help, and with no clue as to what to do, Venkataram was totally lost, and the family plunged into uncontrollable grief. They had no one but Swami to call out for help and cry their heart out to. Just at that moment, out of nowhere came a village urchin and hurried to the family. He asked the father to place the kid in his lap, to which the desperate father conceded. Lo and behold, as soon as the motionless body of the kid was placed in his hands, she sprang back to life, looking healthier than ever. Tears of sorrow were turned into tears of joy with just one divine touch. Venkataram was ecstatic and his joy knew no bounds. As a token of gratitude, he tried to offer the old villager some money, but the villager refused it with a smile. Before taking leave, when asked about his details, the villager said in a clear, ringing voice, "My name is Jodi Adipalli Somappa." Right at that time, Swami was talking to Sri Kasturi in the interview room in Puttaparthi. Bhagwan mentioned that he went as an old village farmer to grant joy to Venkataram by bringing his little daughter back to life. Swami explained all the happenings to Kasturi in minute detail. Sri Kasturi wanted to know the significance of the name mentioned by Bhagwan, Jodi Adipalli Somappa, and asked Swami about the same. Swami went on to explain, "Adipalli means the place of origin, meaning Kailasam. Jodi means a couple, and Somappa means Shiva along with his consort Uma. So, the complete meaning of the name is the divine couple Shiva Parvati who reside in Kailasha. This is a rare occasion when Bhagwan clearly stated that he is both Shiva and Shakti come as one."
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 20th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Jodi Adipalli Somappaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Mm-hmm.